This is Passport to Texas. Arriving in the ballast of ships from Eastern Europe, zebra mussels reached the Great Lakes in the 1980s.
They've been pretty steadily moving across much of the eastern and central portions of the United States.
Inland fisheries biologist Brian Van Zee says they arrived in Lake Texoma in 2009, and they occupy waters of six lakes in north and central Texas.
They're primarily moved from water body to water body by boaters who don't take the time to clean, drain, dry when they go from an infested lake to a non-infested lake.
As filter feeders, zebra mussels impact the aquatic food chain, and they compete for plankton. They clog water intake pipes of municipal utility districts, causing significant increases in maintenance and operational costs. It's vital boaters clean, drain, and dry their boats after every outing.
We recommend boaters dry their boats for a week before they go from one lake to the next, if at all possible. They just pull the plug out of the bottom of the boat, lower the engines down, make sure there's no water in them, make sure the live wells are empty, and open those compartments up and let them dry in between going from one lake to the next. You really reduce that risk of moving a zebra mussel from one lake to another.
At this time, clean, drain, and dry is the law in 47 Texas counties, and that could expand statewide. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.